You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I went to pick up Reed the other day from school. It was Wednesday, actually. And I went in, picked him up, said hi to his teacher, you know, the other parents there, yada, yada. So I grabbed his little hand and we went back out to the parking lot, out to the truckster. And as I was grabbing him to lift him up into the truck, I looked at his shirt. I was like, hey, buddy, what's all over your shirt? You're a mess. You got stains everywhere. And it's kind of like
stains?
Stains, brownish, reddish color. And he's like, oh, that's blood.
Just what every parent wants blood. To hear.
Then my next question of follow-up was, oh, no, did you hurt yourself? What'd you do? How'd they get on there?
Or something? With-
he goes, that's not my blood. Oh!
Fight Club.
I go, whose blood is it?
First rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, he's like, I can't say. It was a rough day on the playground. No, he's like, I'll make a bit. Austin. He's like, it's Austin's blood. Oh, how did Austin's blood get all over your shirt? Well, he's like, well, he had like a cut or like a bloody nose thing coming and blood was coming down his face. So he was putting his hands in the blood and wiping it on the other kids. Come on, Austin. What are you thinking?
What a filthy little animal.
It's disgusting.
He's
so
four.
I did the dry heaving in the parking lot. Then I took him home and scrubbed the bejesus out of him. And I thought about just throwing the clothes away because it was all over it. But it was kind of a sweet Minions t-shirt that he has. So I was like, let's do a little spray and wash and see if
Bloody
we can
Minions.
Get this out of your t-shirt.
Bloody Minions is coming in 2018.
Yeah, it's scary. I was like, did you tell him to stop? Did you say, please don't rub blood on me? And he's like, no, I just turned around and, you know, didn't say anything. I was like, if somebody rubs blood on you, say, please stop rubbing blood on me.
Well, let me ask you something. So when you picked him up, did the teacher say anything to you? Like, hey, you might notice he's got blood all over him. Don't worry. It's not his blood.
You, sir, sound like my wife. That was the first question she started asking me is first question was, you know, can you kiss me and make out with me? And then she's like, did you say something to the teacher? Like, was there an incident report on this? And I was like, an incident report? I mean, it's like, I kind of feel like. It's disgusting, but the kids are being kids.
It's bodily fluid.
I know, but what are they going to write up? That the kid was wiping blood on another kid? I mean, there was no accident. And I asked him, I was like, did the teacher know that this happened? And he said, no, the teacher didn't know this happened. But Nicole's, you know, right to a 10. She wants to go in and have a parent-teacher conference.
Oh,
she wants an
no.
incident report. She wants to confront this kid's parents.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, simmer down, honey child.
I get it.
Because, do you?
Well, if nobody is going to tell Austin, hey, buddy, don't wipe your blood on other people, a very valuable lesson in childhood, how is this ever going to stop? How many more shirts need to get ruined?
It's time.
And how often is this going to happen? I mean, you can't overreact for each and every incident. You know, I stop and I think about these preschool teachers, and on a daily basis, all the things that they could catalog that are going on.
I'm sure it's disgusting.
I know. They probably have more than you can even imagine, and I bet they're doing you a favor by not reporting on every single thing. If one kid had a bloody nose and he's being a four-year-old,
well,
if it happens every day,
right.
then I think you say something.
Well, Nicole's like, well, what's next?
Right.
Well, there's next season to come home with poop all over his shirt.
You can't have it both ways. You can't, you know, bemoan the fact that kids live in a bubble these days and, you know, we need it when I was a kid. But, well, now this is like when you were a kid. When you were a kid, somebody probably would have rubbed blood on you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, nay.
But we cannot overreact.
That escalated quickly.
It's fairly disgusting.
There's a difference between, you know, pulling pigtails.
It's one time.
Well, we don't know that. It could be happening today.
What if it's happening right now?
It could be happening right now.
It is possible, I suppose, that little Austin kind of got like a high from doing that. You know, he's like, that was
like,
really cool. What can I rub on Reed today?
It's really dry in Colorado. He could have chronic nosebleeds.
He needs a humidifier is what he needs. So I don't know. Maybe we take calls on this. Like, should we confront the parents on this?
No.
Or maybe you've got stories about what your kid came home with. All over themselves.
If Nicole and Emily are all for confronting the other parents, I'm on the side of no. Let it's one time.
It might need to be a conversation, though, between that kid and that family.
Seems
like,
pretty.
Austin, don't rub blood on people.
Well, if Reed had a cut or
if
something.
If Reed did this to some other kid, we would probably have the talk with him. You don't do that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, then you'd high-five him in private.
No. All right. Here's Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
So, it's completely reprimandable against the teacher. They should have been paying attention, and they need to write an incident report. Because, unfortunately, it comes back. If state were to hear about this, state comes back, and they could shut the school down. Or they could take that teacher.
They shut the school down because one kid rubbed blood on another kid's shirt?
Shut it down! It does sound a little American Horror Story.
Well, there's
story.
A lot of, you know... there's
a little American Horror Story, but if there are repeated incidences, and if they do an investigation and find out more, incidents involving bodily fluids are not reported.
All right, you're right. I'm having a hard time with your phone. Thank you for that call. You know, my concern with
disease.
That is that everything is a 10. You know, everybody reacts so, like, extreme.
Shut it down!
We're going to shut the school down. It's like,
all these kids crying. I just want to learn!
They're four!
Well, the thing is these kids are disgusting at this age. And I know that Reed just didn't get this on his shirt and be like, oh, crap. Reed, I'm sure, went and then touched it, like, touched the blood.
Right.
Then I'm sure those fingers went into his mouth.
I'm not saying it's
or
optimal,
his eye.
But that's already happened is what I'm saying. If this becomes a regular pattern. Or here's another thing. If you catch the kid doing it.
Right.
It's like when you have a dog, and I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog, but I do know that if the dog does something, and then you find it 6 hours later, and you try to like get on the dog doesn't know what... It doesn't know what you're talking about. So if you catch the kid in the act,
well,
that's a learning moment.
Know what he did, though.
I know.
It's different than a dog.
So, is Austin the puppy in this situation?
Austin is the puppy.
Okay.
Here's Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
What do you think?
Let it go.
Frozen?
It happens all the time. My son, when he was 3, got a rock stuck in the back of his head.
Huh?
And I'm sure he had blood all over himself, you know.
Wait
and
a minute.
All
do
over.
You mind?
Hold
is it
on.
What just happened?
Wait, Laura. Is it okay if we investigate your story? How does your son get a rock stuck in the back of his head?
He fell on the playground at his daycare center.
Okay, and the rock just lodged in the skin or
something?
Stayed
in there.
Yeah, it
was stuck in his head, and we had to go to the doctor's office and get it out.
But that was an accident. He wasn't taking the blood from his head and putting it in another kid's mouth, was he?
Totally it was. But there was blood still involved, and I'm sure that there was blood on other people as well.
Hmm.
But it was maybe accidental, and I'm sure there was an incident report for that. It's
but as
different.
A parent, I still got a phone call saying, hey, you know what? Johnny got blood on his shirt, blah, blah, blah. We changed his shirt, and we soaked his blood-filled shirt in cold water.
Good Lord, lady.
And then we finger-painted with it.
Laura, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I think it's a good rule of thumb. If anything from the inside of your body is all of a sudden on the outside of your body, you need
report.
To have a little talky-talk.
Here's Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello.
What can you tell us?
Well, I don't think you need to make a gigantic deal of it, but Austin does need to know it shouldn't happen. So I would mention Buff to the teacher, like, hey, here's what happened, so she can tell Austin. You know?
Yeah, okay, okay. I'm all right with that.
Sure.
I'm not okay with, like, confronting Austin's parents. I mean, that's where we're really getting a little crazy.
With brass knuckles.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Do you why? I think making it clear to the teacher that we're not thinking this is a federal case, but thought you'd want to know.
Do you have any similar stories?
Well, I used to teach kindergarten, and one of my students peed on another kid.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Reminds me of college.
In the restroom, and I was disgusted.
Yeah.
And I sent him to the office, and they come back and tell me. He said if I ever do this again, he's going to call my parents. And I was so disgusted. I was like, there will not ever be an again. And I said, he must have been too busy. I said, I will go ahead and call your mom. Because trust me, she wants to know.
As you should. That could really develop into issues later
that
in life.
That kid's probably grown and married, and I'm still not
develop
married.
Develop into a fetish.
One hell of a fetish, yeah.
Rebecca, thanks for being on the show.
You bet.
Appreciate your time.
Hey, check this out. I learned it in kindergarten.
Isn't there a book about that? What I learned in kindergarten?
Right.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.